Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Does it get any better than that? Carlos Santana? Amazing. A song stands the test of time. It's been around a long time. From the Wayback Machine. 17 till I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for our new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Anna Murray. Not new for long. We're going to get her back. Founder of eMedia, now in 23 years. Is that right, Anna?
That's right.
Wow. That, folks? That's really impressive. Author of a number of books, including The Complete Software Project Manager, and the subtitle is It's a Cure for Insomnia. Is that right? And I'm teasing.
Well, who doesn't want to read a technology book?
Who doesn't want to read about being a project manager? I'm just teasing. Folks, the reason we like Anna already is she's got a good sense of humor. Okay, Anna, we're talking about women in business, and we've got a number of elements here that are involved. We've got the nature of women, maybe not to go into science, not to go into math. There's peer pressure. There's pressure they put on themselves that have nothing to do with peer pressure. There's the way we raise our daughters to be nurses and not doctors, right? That's the historical thing. All kinds of different things. And now we've got the technology world that's coming of age in the 90s. Let's say that, and as you were pointing out, where the stereotype was not female. It was some geeky guy that didn't bathe, right? And no woman wants to be around that. So what do we do at this point in time? Never mind what's happened in the past. Let's move forward. What do you do as a woman in the technology? What do I do as supporting that? What do I do to help the younger generation of women become more involved with technology?
Well, you know, the good news is with this topic, unlike with so many where you sort of throw up your hands and say, I can't do anything, there are actually a few things that you can do. So one of them is on the technology companies. The big technology companies really have to make efforts to hire women. Google and Facebook did a great job of this early on, and then when they went public, they kind of lost their way. But, you know, to say, you know, we're going to have a woman engineer in every interview for a woman because turns out there's some bias that happens in that situation. So we're going to really make goals of having more women in our ranks. So that's one absolute thing you can do. The other thing, you know, just what you're doing right now, people like me, I learned late in life. You know, I was in my 40s before I realized I was a role model to young women. It never occurred to me. So having women voices in technology and having someone say, I can see myself in you. And then the third thing, and this is a little, you know, this is also on companies. I am a English major and a journalism major, and I'm running a 23-year-old computer company. Well, what the heck does that mean? What it means is that sometimes certain job descriptions, project manager, business analyst, which are technical positions, you don't need an engineering degree to do them. You need to be quantitative. You need to have a certain background. But we put all of these requirements in our job descriptions that don't need to be there. So you can attract more women, more qualified women, just by deciding what does qualified mean. And I'm telling you, I've been running a computer company for 23 years. There are a bunch of technical roles that you don't need an engineering degree to do. And that improves the quality of the product you put out because diversity does that. So
well, and every, really if you look back on all these tech companies, big tech companies, almost every one of them have one or more women who are employee 2, 3, 4, or 5. And they didn't all have engineering degrees. They filled a role, but they wound up becoming billionaires because they were there. Now, many times we don't even know who they are, but of course Sandberg is one of the classic examples, right? And we all know some of the others, but those women didn't. And they, to me, they didn't stand around saying, well, I'm going to force myself into the technology world. They just showed up and took their place. They just were smart. They made themselves available to the industry, and somebody snapped them up and said, "Hey, come join my little company." What do you think?
That's right. And you know, in some ways, not coming from the engineering prong, I have a similar route, right? Because not coming from the engineering prong, I didn't have any biases about what, you know, whether there were women or not in the field. You come up through a pure engineering route, and you're sitting in all those classrooms, you're like, I'm the only woman here. Well, yeah. Then maybe you might be a little bit, you know, if you don't, you're just walking, I'm going to be here. Why shouldn't I be here?
Well, you know, Anna, look, in my own career, I've done some things that I wasn't supposed to do. I mean, I'm a guy, and it didn't matter whether I'm a guy or not. I'm a guy making my way I have a media company that makes its way in a world of great white shark media companies, right? And somebody said to somebody asked me about a certain thing that I did. They said, "How did you do that?" I said, "I didn't know I wasn't supposed to."
Right. So my point is, that's a great motivator.
That's my advice to women. That's my advice to women. You don't, you know, just act like you didn't know you weren't supposed to. What do you think?
No, it is good advice. You know, I will say that is really great for plowing the field and getting things done. I'd like to think that there are people, women, kids who can come behind me and you who don't have to have quite that level of chutzpah, you know, because, you know,
the reason I'm pushing back on you, the men have to do that too. Every man who's
Everybody
launched
does,
a company, yeah. all the men who we say aren't letting women in there, maybe they are. Maybe they're being jerks. I don't know about that. But every man who's successful in the tech business has got a story where they said, "I didn't know I wasn't supposed to."
I think that's true. I think the women got a bigger not supposed to.
Probably so. But I don't think it's just, I think, you know, it's rough out there. It's hard, as you know that.
It's hard for everybody, for
I need
sure.
your website quickly, please.
www.emediaweb.com.
All right, so check that out. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.